welcome everyone, and we have a, it's good to see we have a standing room only crowd, so hopefully there's a lot of interest today. And I haven't been a chairman for quite a while, so I may mess up in the order that I go or the procedures, so if you'll excuse me for that, that's a reason, but I've got trustee board members that will correct me. So with that, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Do we need a roll call or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Member Brar? Member Villanova?
Present.
Member Gilbert?
Here.
Member Ranky?
Here.
Member Maxick?
Here.
Chairman Quintero?
Here. That I'd like to have us all rise through the Pledge of Allegiance. Oscar, if you'll please lead us.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Second item is to approve the agenda. Is there any changes or any other items? Everything's good?
So move for approval.
We have a motion, second?
A second.
We have motion, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Public presentations. This portion of the meeting is reserved for persons desiring to address the audit committee briefly on any matter on this agenda within the committee's subject matter jurisdiction. Is there anyone? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move to item number four, approval of December 9th, 2021 audit committee meeting minutes. Do I hear any comments or corrections? Motion to approve? Anybody? We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second Member Brar's motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay, number five, agenda items. We're doing good. Consent items to approve the quarterly fraud report. That's item A, covering October 1st, 2021 to December 31st, 2021. Any comments or corrections? None. Motion to approve? Anyone? Thank you, Mr. Reinecke. Second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, opposed? Motion passes. Item B, review and approve Department of Public Health Emergency Medical Services Authority, EMSA, report for the fiscal year ended June 30th, 2021. Do we have a... would you like to take all the consent items at once?
Well, I think with 5B we've got to do that. We've got to do that with a report. So I think consent, we're good on consent. So we're up to 5B.
Okay.
We're just waiting for staff to come up and give a presentation.
Yes.
Yes, we have the Department of Public Health to address any questions that you may have.
Okay. Any questions, comments? There's some comments, questions.
Brenna Chavez. Any questions?
Can you speak a little bit louder?
Bruna Chavez, Business Manager, Department of Public Health. Bruna Chavez, Public Health, Business Manager.
Great.
I'm here to, is there any questions to the, there was one audit finding, and the audit finding was pertaining to a formula in the report that we used to report back to the state, and it pertained to just the cost that we report that is the county's cost, so therefore no bearing on what we claim to the state. We already checked with the state, we let them know, and we've corrected the error going forward. Okay. Is there any questions?
Yeah, the one question I have in regards to that, if it's okay, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
So with that one exception, are there any other impacts that are gonna impact the county beyond just the impact to the state?
No, it really truly was a very minor formula error that just carried forward, and when I went back to look at past year templates, it's been there. So no.
Okay. And this was just for state expenditures. And has the state hit us with a penalty or anything like that, or did we just make the adjustment and they were fine?
Yeah. Again, it's just to report what our cost is, not okay. what we claim to them under the grant.
All right, very good. And it looks like there were five different areas. All the other areas, no exceptions were noted. So really there's not much more to discuss beyond that then.
Okay. Any other questions or comments from the board? Public comments? Okay, seeing none, I'll accept the motion to approve.
So move to approve the report.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Okay, item C, review and receive the County of Fresno, California grants funded by the State of California Office of Emergency Services, audited financial schedules for the year ended June 30th, 2021.
Yes, we have Mr. Eric Sheen, who will be presenting this item. We also have the department to answer any questions.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for allowing me to present my audit results here for the Office of Emergency Services State Grant Audit. I would like to take this chance to thank the accounting personnel in the DA's office, Probation Department, and Sheriff's Department for their support and hard work. And this year is lots of work because in prior years we only audited about 10 grants. This year is about 18, 19 grants. We perform audit of this grant's revenue and expenditures, as well as the internal audit controls over financial reporting for this state grants. Our scope of procedures, including inquiry, verification, and substantive procedures. For revenues, we verified current year revenue received, and for expenditures, we performed substantive sample testing of the expenditure items. We did not propose any audit adjustments, and we did not have any audit findings for internal controls or compliance. As a result of audit, we issued two different reports, independent auditor's reports over the financial schedules, which is granted with a modified opinion or clean opinion. And we also issued a report on internal controls over financial reporting and compliance and other matters, which is also granted with a clean opinion or a modified opinion with no findings in internal controls or compliance. For this audit, there were no sensitive accounting estimates for the financial schedules. The financial statements, disclosures are neutral, consistent, and clear. And we did not identify any significant misstatements during the audit, and we did not have any disagreement with management during the audit. Also, we did not consult with other accountants, and we did not encountered significant audit difficulties during our audit. Our discussions with management during the normal course of our professional relationship and our responses were not conditions to our retention. And finally, we did not detect any fraud or abuse issues relating to the county's employee or management. This concludes my presentation. I'm now open for any questions.
Supervisor Magzik.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, real quick question about the formula error, that one item that was identified by the state that we responded to saying that it didn't impact any of the reimbursements for the grant. So, with the formula error, was it just like accounting error? Did we identify, since it didn't impact reimbursements, it wasn't part of our reimbursement request to them that they paid us on? So, what exactly was that formula error?
I'm not sure
Well, the one thing, so it says, in response to the exception noted in number finding C of the final report indicating a formula error in the state report, the department responds as follows. Exception C, the formula error creating a report error on the local expenditure report in quarter two and carrying into three and four did not impact reimbursement or allowability of cost.
Oh, Supervisor
Maxick. You know what? This is Dr. Voriz.
Yes.
Yes.
That was for item B.
Yep. Yep. Sorry.
Oh, I
know.
I was like,
you're like, oh, my God. Yep, nope, it's my fault. That's the next one we're going to get to. Sorry.
All right.
Yeah, I would just like to make a comment, you know, coming from formerly from probation and not just for probation, and I know for the DA and other departments that are involved in this, I believe there haven't been findings for like the last 15 years.
Correct.
So that's really good. Well done.
Yeah, these grants are mature grants. Most of them are continuous grants from the, you know, justice or department or passed through the state. So they have been existing for so many years, and also all three departments that have experience in it, they are really diligent in recording and claim the funding through the real eligible expenditures.
No other questions? Okay. Any questions from the public? No questions? Okay. Item B, we'll move forward then for a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay. Second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you, sir. Item C, review and receive the County of Fresno, California grants funded by the State of California. Is that the one I just...
Oh, we just looked at item C, so we're on item D.
Item D. Thank you. Review and accept item D, 2021 County of Fresno Annual Comprehensive Financial Report. Is there a presentation for that?
Yes. Eric Shin will also be presenting this item, and myself and Oscar are here for any other questions.
It's a big one.
Thank you, though. So I think I shouldn't even go back there. So, well, thanks again for allowing me to present here. Yeah, first of all, I would like to take this chance to thank the county financial reporting staff for their hard work and support due to COVID, and both the accounting industry, business, we suffered lots of turnover issues after the COVID. So I think the county feels the same. They're short of staff, and so do we. So I'm glad we still were able to complete the audit due to their hard work. We performed the audit of the financial balances and the internal controls over financial reporting for the county's ACFR audit. Our scope of procedures including inquiry, confirmation, substantive testing, and analytic procedures. The following are the most significant audit areas we focused on during our audit: cash and investments, receivable and revenue, capital assets, accounts payable, accrued liabilities and expenditures, long-term debt, pension liabilities, and budget compliance. Also, we performed certain testing relating to fraud risk. For example, travel expenses, payroll, OT approval, etc. Our audit testing resulted in no audit findings, and we are required to bring to that we're required to bring to the board attention. As a result of audit, we also issued two different reports, independent auditor's reports for the financial balances or financial statements, which is a modified opinion or clean opinion. Also, we issued a report on internal controls over financial reporting and compliance and other matters, which is also granted with and modified opinion with no findings on internal controls over financial reporting. Last, we have certain required communications with the audit committee. Our responsibility is to plan and perform our audit to obtain reasonable but not absolute assurance that the financial statements are free of material misstatements and are fairly presented in accordance with accounting principles generally accepted in the United States of America. We are also required to consider the county's internal controls over financial reporting and compliance in order to determine our audit procedures for the purpose of expressing opinion over the financial statements and the government auditing standards. The county adopted Government Accounting Standards Board Statements number 87, Fiduciary Activities, number 90, Majority Equity Interest, and Statement 98, the Annual Comprehensive Financial Report during the fiscal year ended June 30, 2021. There were some sensitive accounting estimates for the ACFR. Management's estimates of pension liabilities and related items, landfill closure and post-closure costs, and self-insurance claims liabilities. We evaluated key factors and assumptions used to develop these estimates and determined that they are reasonable in relation to the overall financial statements. And the financial statements disclosures are neutral, consistent, and clear. We did not propose any significant or material audit adjustments during our audit. We did not have any disagreement with management during our audit, and we did not consult with other accountants during our audit. Our discussions with management occurring during the normal course of our professional relationship, and our responses were not conditions to our retention. We encountered no significant difficulties during our audit, and we did not detect any fraud or abuse issues relating to the county employees and the management. I'm now open for any questions you may have.
Supervisor Magsy.
So looking at the pension liability that we have, and since this report is for the year ending 2020-2021, I assume that everything was considered reasonable. Do you take a look at like the actuary that we use over in FSERA, and is there any other independent review aside from what the actuary is doing for FSERA, and you make sure that those assumptions are in alignment, or do you independently take a look at what other pensions are doing and where our pension, the assumptions we're making, how they are in alignment with other pensions? How do you make a determination that our assumptions are reasonable when it comes to
actually,
pension liability?
We're also the firm auditing the FSERA. So we audited all underlying assumptions, the actuary studies, the investment returns and all that during our other audit. So lots of work was done over that audit. And for the county audit, we just based on the information they provided and also actuary report to agree with the GASB 68 journal entries proposed by the county.
And the discount rate, I think, was 7%. We've lowered it further, so hopefully when we do our next report, it will be reflective of the county doing things to be prudent. Is that a safe assessment?
Yes, it has to go through the actuary study. So normally they are 1 year lag behind your proposed rate. So.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments? Mr. Garcia, is there anything you wanted to add to the comments, the report?
Oscar Garcia, Auditor Controller. If I can get the committee to turn the page, if you have it available, Carol.
Okay.
Page 15. It's not the PDF 15. It's the page 15 underneath in the hard copy.
Oh, in the hard copy.
So it's the general. Way above that. Just want to point out one particular thing that took a long time this year, and I wanted to make the committee aware of. So if you look at that number up there, 419,441, upper left-hand corner, the general fund cash. Last year it was about $82 million, and the difference being is if you look at the next page, Carol. One more. So if you look at that one at the bottom, says prior period adjustment 234,270. So what we had to do is we had to correct an accounting issue from 2015. We had to move about 19 special revenue funds into the general fund. So that took about 2 months of staff time. So I just wanted to thank staff. And it was a lot of hard work, but like Eric said, we worked together and got it done. So. If you have any questions on that, I mean, I know the general fund looks like it has that much cash. It doesn't. So go back up to the general fund cash. So in the past, it was about $82 million. It's $419. It's a little skewed, but it's because of the trust funds. Those are all restricted cash. So I'll answer any questions if you have any.
So it's just an accounting maneuver. We were accounting for it in the wrong place, and so now we're accounting for it in the right place.
Separately anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, they shouldn't have never moved them, but we have to put them as a general fund.
Now, since these are special revenue funds, they are, as you say, restricted. So it's and you, with this report, you believe it's clear that, because a lot of people look at the general fund and they think that all the dollars in there are discretionary, but that's not the case. So I think your comments here and just the notations that are in the report itself hopefully clear all that up.
Right, hopefully. And then as far as the board goes, the board will be getting a separate report where you can see the general fund by itself, the management book, so that'll come out probably in a week or so, and you'll be able to see just the 0001 fund, which is the general fund, and that would reflect a lot lower cash.
And again, looking at expenditures too, you didn't find, or you haven't found, this is separate from this report, where dollars maybe have been spent improperly, meaning restricted funds were being spent in a discretionary way. You haven't found anything like that?
No, and in fact, what happens, and it's still going to happen in the budget process, where it's going to be budgeted in the general fund as a transfer coming in from these special trust funds now. Yeah, but in the AACFR, we have to show it in one column, even though there's a lot of funds that go into that.
Okay.
Oscar, did the amount that you mentioned in cash for the previous year, for the general fund, did that include restricted and everything, or was that?
That included just the general fund itself, not all these special revenue funds that were reported separately last year.
But it included the restricted funds in the general fund?
If there were any restricted funds in the general fund, yes, it included that.
Do you remember what the unrestricted amount
cash for last year or this or 2021? I can't recall off the top. I can send it out to you, though. Roughly, I think last year was 82 mil, I think, in the general fund, unrestricted. Any other questions?
Overall, our net position didn't change wildly, just how we report the revenues that we have within the report, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, any other questions? No?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Oscar. Good report, good questions. With that, is there any public comment? None. Seeing none with a standing room crowd only, I'll accept a motion to approve.
Motion. Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, opposed? Motion passes. Item number 6, staff updates.
I don't believe we have any staff updates.
Okay. You don't want to give us any updates yourself?
I'll go ahead.
Okay. I knew there was one out there.
Oscar Garcia, Auditor Controller again. So as you may have noticed, there's some department heads have been leaving, so we're concentrating on department head transition reviews. We're having a little difficulty going out to the departments. We just don't want to, because of COVID, we're tightening up our controls as to what we'll go out there for and what we won't go out there for. So one of the things that we're not going to do is we're not going to go out and look at their assets. We're going to have the department do it, take a picture of it, take a picture of the tag, and we're going to use that as verification. When we have to do cash count, we're going to try to restrict it to just the individuals that need to be present. And so, but we'll continue to keep going on that on that end. So,
and Oscar, staffing-wise in your department, are you in pretty good shape?
No.
No. Okay.
So I've been having to fill in. My deputy Anadina is having to fill in on the FRNA side, but it's the fact that the pay, you train them, they go for higher pay.
Yes, that's
something's coming to the board. Hopefully, in the next couple of months.
We've been hearing that in a lot of departments as well. Okay,
we'll keep it going though.
Thank you for that.
You're doing a great job. We have faith in your department, and we appreciate them very much, and hopefully the Board of Supervisors can be a little bit more nimble in responding to the needs of departments. So
all right.
Keep on bugging Paul and the Board of Supervisors if you need to.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. We had a response from Ms. Gilbert on that one. So anyway, with that, we'll move on to item number 7, adjournment. We have so moved for
second.
Adjournment. Second. All in favor? We're closed. Thank you, and see you on the next one.
Thank you.